Community energy projects, well, they're gathering steam across the country. You might have heard earlier this week we were talking to some organisers in Goulburn who have been working on their own community energy and power system that's underway. After 3 years of planning, they've just got a new chair of the board and are steaming ahead. Well, here in the ACT, there's a community solar farm that's planned for Madura Valley, and they hope to be operational by the end of the year. And in fact, they're one of the test cases that was used for that program in Goulburn. So how does it all work? Lawrence McIntosh is from Canberra Community Energy Group Solar Share and is here now. G'day.
G'day, Dan.
Good to have you along. So how does it work?
It's a means by which people can get involved more closely in the society's energy choices. And I think that's been the most important thing for our members, about all coming together to be able to achieve something much bigger than we could as individuals. And in very pragmatic senses, that means this community's ability to create a 1.26 megawatt generator in the Madura Valley, which is a small utility scale project for the Canberra community.
So what does 1.26 megawatts actually look like? How many homes could that power?
That's about 250 houses worth of power. Obviously, a particular house's power average might be up or down, but on average, that's what it would be.
And the model that you've used for this is around having community shareholders, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's been very important to us to follow that kind of member-owned business structure. It really allows people to have a much closer connection both to the impacts that their energy generation and usage activities are having, but also where they're investing their money and be able to tangibly see where that's gone.
Then you've raised almost $2.5 million for this project. How many shareholders have you got?
That's just shy of 400 shareholders in Canberra.
So that's most people are making fairly sizable.
There's a whole range, Dan. Everything from $500 up to $100,000 has been the kinds of amounts people have invested.
And so what point are you at right now?
Oh, look, this week's been a great week for us. I've been lining up with our builder, the building contract, which has been a very long worked on document, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Yep.
And more recently, we've just been also finalising our landscaping plan in consultation with all the stakeholders of the Madura Valley, the land care groups, the catchment group, various stakeholder groups in the north as well.
And so how will it work for the actual power generation? Will that go to the shareholders who are a part of the company, or will it be sold where anyone listening might individually decide they want to buy power from there?
We would really love to be able to sell power directly to our members or even the ACT community in general. The regulations in Australia's national energy market, however, preclude us from doing that kind of direct energy transaction. All the energy is sold out through the ACT government's 100% energy target, which is the same model that the solar farms people might be familiar with along the road to the Cooma or down near the tip. They all operate on this same model that all the energy is sold, and we'll be returning the monies from that energy generation activity back to our members.
And so that'll just essentially just get sold into the grid.
That's right.
And what does that mean for power prices here in the territory? Will it see any change?
You'd have to talk to ST Government about modelling around their programs for respect to how they change power price in the ACT, but our price, as well as all the other prices for those renewable energy projects, is a fixed price over time. So what it means is that as the energy price changes over the next 20 years, our price isn't getting affected by inflation or anything like that. And I think I've seen some modelling whereby, after a period of time, 5 or 10 years, that starts reaching parity and then ultimately being below what you could expect as an average in the wholesale market.
And so part of the principle must be that the more of these community style solar businesses there are, that over time that will see a levelling out of the costs or a reduction perhaps.
Well, I think solar is one of the cheapest forms of new generation that you can purchase in Australia today. Solar and wind certainly outstrip building a new any kind of else plant, whatever you like.
Yeah. And so in that sense, are there bigger plans for Solar Share?
Absolutely there are. And we're really excited to be completing our first project and then stretching out to speak with other facilities operators who have the both large power bills but also suitable roof space to host a community-owned solar farm for their own institution and stretch out and increase their impact amongst their own membership base.
And do you need to have a success at the first operation before people will come on board with those other stages, or is that already in talks?
No, we're fairly in talks with those kind of other roof owners and other institutions. We're a very focused team though, so it's important that we use our capacity to do one thing at a time and get one thing wrapped up before commencing on the next projects. But nonetheless, we are engaged in talks with further project and sites for those.
You're hearing from Lawrence McIntosh, project leader of the Canberra Community Energy Group SolarShare, that will raise almost $2.5 million for this new solar operation. 400 shareholders in the ACT have chipped in to, well, bought into that project, I guess. How long has the process been and how much work is it to get to this stage?
It's an incredible amount of work. It really depends on when you consider us having started, but SolarShare has existed legally since about 2014. So even in that 5 years and the planning just prior to that, there's been a lot of work by a hugely dedicated volunteer team. And I should extend my thanks to all the team members that are out there and have contributed over the years. But I think we need to extend our thanks further too, to just the community support that we've received, because this project and any project like it is simply not possible unless there is a community around that is going to go and support and encourage and want the project to actually come to fruition.
And what was the vision of SolarShare? What do you hope to achieve?
It's really quite simple. It comes down to the four C's, as I like to think of them. So it's about creating for people a connection to their energy choices, a connection to other people in their community, a connection to the impact those energy choices are having, and also a connection to their investments that they're making. So if we hit all those, then we're doing our job.
And do you feel like you are?
Yeah, I really do.
And so what's the next stage now and where to from here?
So we'll be obviously completing this build out of the Majura project, which will be a wonderful time for us to take stock and celebrate with our new fledgling community. And then beyond that, we nearly need to scale this model to other sites, initially within the ACT, but also in the ACT region, especially where other communities might need the help or support or existing governance structures that we offer. Then that's where we can come in and help them set up a community solar farm much faster than we've had to.
And so have you been working with Goulburn on that front?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've been in touch with Goulburn for many years, and they're a great bunch of people out there. And it's really fun to kind of see them progress their project at a similar step to ours.
Yeah. And in terms of the people buying in, those shareholders, is that closed now, that process?
That's right. Yeah, that's closed for us at the moment. And we'll reopen for future projects when they've got a further enough level of development that we can then offer them to the community.
And when do you reckon that the power will be flowing into the grid?
Like you mentioned at the start, look, I'd hope that that's this calendar year. It might be a little bit later than that, but that's our current hope.
Yep, well, we will touch base with you again as we go along that process. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.